We're not dealing with the full stack of people.
A full stack of cards.
No.
A full deck of cards.
No.
The guy's missing his marbles.
Yeah.
Chutz Nevel, Nabta Nevel, Kola Nisa and Nisa Al Gamim Brisna, whoever is carrying, has been carried on Nevel, Kola Nisa and Nisa Al Nevel, Al Nisa Al Gamim, the person that's carrying a Nevel, or is being carried by a Nevel, Vena Gebot Tarshkin, Nevel, Metamid Masa El Asadan. Any object, an object does not become Tame by being carried or by being resting upon a Nevel, with the exception of a human being. A human being, if he carries a Nevel, even though he's not making physical contact, he becomes Tame. If he is being carried by a Nevela, even though he is not in physical contact, he becomes Tamei. Rabbah Mishnah Lashmin Shaf Adam Nesses Nevela or Nisal Gam Nevela Kol Shloi Sita Hayl Shloi Hizizim B'Mekayim Goyin Shechiba Yinichas Shkom Shechaver Yinicha Alav Tar Chutz Men Hamesit. Wait, this means Shein Nevela Metamei Masa El Es Adam. Right, so his teachings over here is movement. There has to be movement. Okay, you're not concentrating.
Yeah, I want to get
you
back.
You don't like this mission over here.
No, I liked it. It was good. It was going strong.
Shlei yizisim kolam shkoyin chilutz kolam lovei chusna meisid. Adam hameisid is nevela shutame. Okay, so an Adam also there's no din tumah.
Only movement. Only if you sit. Only if
it fits. That's why I'm understanding. This is Machloikis, Tanakam, and Rabbeleza. Rabbeleza Vaita. We'll come back. Rabbeleza Mer Afhanoise. That's why, because that's what we're more familiar with in the Gemara.
What are you talking about? We said over here that if there was a rock.
A Nevela. Now we're doing
Nevela.
A Nevela, if a person carries a Nevela and is not in physical contact, does he become Tamei? Smachloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer.
Tanakam says Tar here.
Tar. I think we're much more familiar with the sheet of the Rabbi Eliezer who holds the Yitame.
Chutz min Amesid. What's missing? Adam Amesid is in the
middle. Move. If you move
Shutam. If you move it, then you're coming.
Move. Everyone agrees that if a person
if you moves, carry it, it's not a problem. Only if you move it. That's weird.
If you move it. If a human being moves in the Vela, even though he did not make physical contact, the human being becomes Tamei. According to Tanakam.
How can you move it without having to? Oh, you mean you push it with this thing?
Push
like
it
this?
With a stick. Yeah. You push it with a stick. You push it. Or it's on you. It's on you. It's on your shoulders. And you walk. No, it's very simple. You walk. You put it on your shoulders and you take Dalai Lama and you walk. So therefore you've caused the Nevel to move. The
halacha is... That's nicer, no?
What?
That would be Nasa.
That's called Nasit. It's called Mesit. You have to walk. Just putting it on your shoulders is Tahar. It says Tahar. If it's on your shoulders and you're not moving, that's not
that's Tahar. Only if you move.
Only if you move. Chutz min Mesit. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says, Af Hanoise.
Mesit. Chutz min Mesit.
That's the Tanakama.
Mesit is what?
Movement.
But you said movement does make it.
Chutz, exactly. It's Tahar.
Yeah. Oh, Chutz min Mesit is coming. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Eliezer, Af Hanoise. Lefi pshat hamishna barbeliyazul lachmir sha'af adam hanoseis nevela v'lo hisita. Even though he did not move, he just carried it. Tamei av hamafarshim kaisim sha'gemara the gemara mechulin magiim b'divrei blaz. They say there's a toros hadafus v'hu she noisei kiloimar shlodas tanakama ha'adam hamaseis es nevela a person according to Tanakama. If you move in the veil, afal pishen noisa tame. Ubar rebelez lahokel to be makel shein han mesis in the veil tame elakishahu gam noisa. So he's saying over here, he's saying nupsha in the Mishnah, that according to the Tanakama, pumfakert.
So rebelez is explaining the Tanakama?
No, he's going to be makel, because we machem, we make machlekis.
Yeah.
According to the Tanakama, either or. Okay, kloima, shaldas Tanakama.
Yeah.
Shaldas Tanakama, ha adam.
Yeah.
Hamesir is nevela, a person that's missing nevela, person who moves nevela. Afal pi she'ena noisa. Even though you're not carrying it, tame. Ubar Rebbe Eliezer lahakel she'en hamesit es hanevela tame, ela kishu gam noisa. Rebbe Eliezer is saying that it's being makel, that in order to become tame through movement, it has to be a movement that is on your shoulders. That's that you're supporting its weight. If I, like the example that you did, you have an object. and you take a stick and you push it. Is that called noisei?
I take a stick and I push it. So it's not noisei, it's called hesed.
A hesed. So Rabbi Lez says you're not tummy. In order for a person
by to be tummy, hesed, you are tummy or you're not tummy?
That's not, there are two of them that we have now been introduced to a naive site.
Yeah.
There are two according types to the of hesed.
You are tummy. According to Rabbi Lez, you are.
No, it's not correct. Oh. Everyone agrees hesed is tummy.
Hesed is tummy?
The question
is what hesed is.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Same in the hesed. There's a brisk of Mishnah. Same in the hesed. There's a hesed. So the noisei, you're carrying it while you're moving it. And there's a hesed,
when you push it with a stick. Oh, you actually were talking about the guy who was walking with it on his shoulder.
That's same in a niba of any of the maniba. See that? Two mini hesed.
Yeah.
It's chusar avim.
Books of shtia?
Yeah. Have a bottle of beer and some salt for tonight.
What's going on? Oh.
Quarter to 10 to a quarter to 11.
Yeah.
Shia be in, baby.
The inaugural shia. That's right. Ninth opening season. It's like the Yankees and the Mets together. Same night. Same opening day.
Opening day, huh?
Yeah, it's Sveidin here or here.
Yes. You know why
I was zecher to say the right shot?
Why?
It's chusar avim.
What Rab?
Right here, yeah.
Okay. Here's the
Rab. Can you listen to this?
Yeah, so anyway, so one hesed is when you're carrying it and you're walking, and the other one is when you do it with a stick.
Right, you're not carrying its weight, you're just causing it to move. Same in the hesed.
No, let's go.
So according to the Tanakhama, a person is hesed even with one, the light, even without carrying it. Rabbi Eliezer says, just pushing it. That's already tummy. You become tummy.
Rabbi Eliezer says, only when you
have to have both. When you do a hesed, has to be a shleim stick of hesed, which means you have to carry it while you move it. But you never heard this before, right? That's the first time you ever heard
it. Carry while you move it.
There are two types of hesed.
It's gavaldi.
There's a hesed that's also a noisei and just stam hesed. Unbelievable, huh? Did you know that? Bram ha-noisei is in the veil of the deliver of
Eliezer ha-kotar. So the noisei is more chumra than the other one, no?
Noisei, everyone holds it. You just let, what is stam noisei? Noisei means you're not moving it. Stam noisei means it's resting upon your shoulder without movement. Everyone agrees, tar. Everyone agrees if you are carrying on your shoulder a nevela and you're not moving.
Right, but if you work, but if you're moving
it. But if you're moving it, so according to the Tanakhama, Tomei, because you're doing a hesed, you're causing it to move, and the type of hesed is where it's also resting on your shoulder.
No, go ahead.
Whereas, according to, but what would the halacha be in a situation where you cause it to move, and you're not, it's not with a stick, then the Tanakhama would hold tahar. That does not qualify hesed b'nogeya, the laws of nevela. Whereas, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees.
He holds both.
He holds even a hesed without a noisei is enough to become tummy. Here's my
question. Which is the case of the stick?
The case of the stick. Which is the case of the stick?
Okay, so I'm saying the case of the stick is more. Is more cooler, Dick.
It's more chumra, Dick. We're creating more situations.
Is that a chumra or cooler?
It's a chumra. You become tummy in more situations. Becoming tummy more often is a chumra. Because when a person becomes tummy, everything is tummy. Everything is chumra. It's a chumra. Being tummy is a chumra. So according to the Tanakhama, is mekel. Tanakhama says you have to have both together. In order to become tummy, there has to be both together. Both together. What's both together? He has to be carrying it.
And you have to move it.
And you have to move it. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, according
either
to
one,
Eliezer, is Mekel. Is Mekel, you only
not
have
Mekel,
to...
Not Mekel, it's Machmir. Just saying. Is Machmir, he's saying that both cases are...
Is Machmir. How is he Machmir? He holds...
It's both cases.
You need both together, exactly.
You don't need both together. Either one.
Either one.
Even if you just push it.
According to Rabbi Eliezer,
even if you just push it, it's tummy, right?
Right. No. Tanakhama holds one or the other. I'm sorry.
Tanakhama holds that even if you push it, you're tummy.
Right, one or the other.
But correct. The noise,
correct. Whereas according,
according to Rabbi Lezer, you need both.
Exactly.
You need to be, you need to carry it, and you need to move it.
So who's the more makel? Rabbi Lezer. Because Rabbi Lezer is, there are higher standards. Yeah. There are more conditions right. that need to be met in order to become tamei.
Right.
Kach muvam Rabbi Mefarshim. Avol Rambam sevel tzivirah lachavu Rambam nachlik forever. Next. Kol hanayse v'nis al gavi hames. Nu halacha. Now about the dead. Ah, the dead. Hanayse v'nis al gavi hames. Okay? Someone who's carrying or being carried al gavi hames. Kol hanayse yas hames. Or nis al gavi hames. Tar. Kamoshim v'lahalon. Chutz min hamayl. There's no such halacha as a person is carrying, is when do you say carrying the dead or being carried by the dead? There's no din tuma. Tar.
Well, it must be the rabbanan because people we hold nowadays. That
no, if you mahel, only everyone agrees. Let's say you need clarification here.
If somebody touches a mitzvah of a dead person, that is tuma. No,
it's physical contact. Only when there's physical contact. Let's say there is no physical contact. You're wearing gloves.
If but you're touching the box, right?
Everybody, if you're not, if you're not in physical contact, no.
Then why is everybody washing their hands afterwards?
Because you're in the oil hames. 99% of the time, the reason why you're tamei is because you're in the oil hames. You go into a chapel, the whole building is tamei because the whole chapel is one big oihel.
Yeah.
Okay, it's an oihel. A hospital, a massive hospital, can be one big oihel. Okay, there's a dead body in the morgue. The whole hospital is one big oihel. That's oil hames. But what about touching a mace? Person goes over to a dead body and wears gloves. So it says there's no tumor. There has to be a physical contact. Not only that, let's say the mace is resting on his shoulders. So you're not being ma. Well, you have to say kol anoise v'nisal gabi hames kol anoise es hames v'nisal gabi hames tohar. We'll explain in more detail in a moment. Chutz min hamahil, shakol hamal al hames. Let's say you're sitting on top of the dead body. Or let's say you're under the dead body, either above or below. Harehu tamei the adam. The zman shehu mesit es hames. A person, if he's causing the mace to move, af al pishto noga boy tamei. The Alpha Maze, Kemoshim, and Avela, Shanashin, so the Rambam has a whole new shot. So that now we're going to see, it's going to be explained later on exactly what it means over here, the case of the Maze. How do you have a case of being Noise or Venise or Gabi Hamaze, where you're not also being Mahel or Maze? I don't know, we really need a picture. I really should have got the picture book for this, Sachva. It's a shame. Because everyone was talking about the pictures. This
they don't have one?
They do. He just came out with it, Shmuel. He came out very recently.
It's just one more parak left you don't want to get.
Why not? Chazer. It's only money. It's only money, right? What's the money?
Okay, like
just paper, like Monopoly money.
Yeah. They don't take Monopoly money in this store?
Monopoly money. Go buy Monopoly money. No, they don't take?
Mm-hmm.
You know the Maisa Gvald, the Maisa, a judge. A judge used Din Torah, so one of the Balei Dinim, he slipped him during the break a whole collection of bills, you know, a lot of gives it to the judge. He sees the keys not going inside, so the judge takes the money. Ah, Sheikhat, right? Sheikhat. Sure enough, the judge, he really was going to pass it in favor of the other fellow, so no, he gave me the money, the Sheikhat, no. He passed it in favor of the one who gave him the bribe. Very good, everything's fine. The judge doesn't want to get caught, so he puts the money away for a couple of weeks. Finally, he takes the money, he starts using the money, goes into the store, and he takes out the magic marker in the store, and he's seeing the guy tell the judge, you know, it's fake. It's counterfeit. So the judge says, Falschewelt. Bunch of sharp.
Unbelievable.
They give me for my services. Counterfeit money.
Right,
that story, it says it all. No?
Yeah.
Chaz the Mishnah.
Falshevish.
Falshevelf. Who's the Falshevelf? Okay, let's see.
So what's going on over here?
Nothing.
So
we're
talking about. We're talking about a guy who was carrying a mace. What happened over here? So what was the last case? Let's go back. Mishnah. Where is it?
Let's Both cases. Anyone who carries, who has been carried by a mace, tohar. There's no din tohar when it comes to a mace of noise v'nisa. Noise v'nisa is only when noise v'nisa is no tohar chutz min hamahil. The only tohar is
only if it's an
only,
oil.
Only oil. And a person can be bizman shum is that I'm narrow attack. Remember, the case of Noisev and Nisa is a seesaw. That's the case. If you have a seesaw.
Where?
Any stam, you have a
and
plank
the,
of wood.
And the whole Mishnah here, Noisev and Nisa?
Yeah, because.
So,
at least, no, I know there are many different examples of Noisev and Nisa. When it comes to a mace, the only hechatims of a mace, if you're carrying the mace on your shoulder, the mace is being mahil upon you. If you're on top of it, if it's carrying you, so you're being mahil upon it. So what is the only hechatimsa of Noisei v'nisa by a mace where there is no din oihel, is where you have a plank of a seesaw, and the mace is on the bottom and you're on top. Okay, and one plank of wood, the weight of the mace is more than the weight of the person, right? Don't worry about it. So you never heard a phone ring over here before. Wow. You have a plank of wood. What is the halacha? You have a plank of wood. Right, a plank of wood.
Quickly stop.
I don't want to stop because it's insulting to the person. If I go and I press the coin, if that person knows that I pressed the coin.
So it's wait.
Wait, you don't have to wait.
Is he hanging up with that?
Okay, so you have over here a plank of wood. And on one end of the wood is... One end of the wood is a dead body, and this over here is a living person. That is called Nisa.
Because
the weight, weight of the dead body is carrying the person.
The live person.
Is there oihel in this case? No, there's no oihel.
Because he's not over.
Seesaw, I'm not over.
He's not over.
All the way around. Let's say the living person is more than the dead body.
Right.
So he calls to go this way, and the mace is over here.
Yeah.
That's Noise. I'm causing the dead body to be raised because of me. But there's no din oihel. So we learn when it comes to a zav,
yeah.
A zav, the person is tame.
Right.
Noise
v'nisa. Over here, no.
But when it comes to a dead body, there's no din tuma of noise v'nisa on the seesaw.
Right.
But be careful. Make sure you're not oihel. There's a naya din by a mace of oihel. So therefore, the only case of noise v'nisa is only case of a seesaw. But because by the zav, you have in other cases where there's no din oihel, you have a classic case of Noisei v'nisa where it's actually resting on your shoulder as long as you're not moving it. What about Heset by a mace? Heset, it says, no, there's no, the Heset, there is Heset. That's what it says. Heset there is. There's oihel and there's Heset, but there's no Noisei v'nisa. Okay? Chutz, Rabbi Lezer Amir Afama, Kol HaNoisei v'nisa al-gabi ha-mace, the seesaw, Noisei, the Nisa, so Nisa means the dead body weighs more. Nisa means the person weighs more. Al Gabi Hames, Tohar. There's no din, Nisa Nisa. Chutz min Hamayel. If you walk into a room, there's a dead body, that's Pashat. The Adam, now that includes everything. That includes Kalim, it includes food, Mashkin, everything. Chutz min Hamayel. Adam has one exception to the rules, and that is Bizman Shu Mesit. If a person causes the object to move, causes the mace to move, it causes the person, he pushes the mace, causes them, according to Tanakamba, it means even if you're not being noisy, it's time to take a stick and you cause the mace to move, that's enough to become tame. That's Chaz Mishnah. That's what Chaz Mishnah. Nachma, Mnesh Amu. Nachma. Kol HaNoisei V'Nisa Al Gabe Mishnah. Anyone. Kol ha-noisei v'nisa. Anyone that is noisei v'nisa al-gabe mishkaf. Tahar. We have here the Zav has gone home. He's out of the picture. We're dealing over here with the chair which the Zav once upon a time sat down upon.
This is a new case?
This is the case of the mishkaf. It's a new case. We're going b'chashu in the mishkaf. We're going backwards. We learned this.
Uh-huh.
Now we're dealing over here with the mishkaf. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Mnesha Amr. We started with this
today. Oh, right. Mnesha Amr. We said out the world.
So
out the lunch.
That's a continuation of the previous Mnesha.
Yeah.
So Chazara.
Kol HaNoisei.
Kol HaNoisei V'Nisal Gabi Mishkav. Let's learn very partial. Right. The seesaw. We have over here the Mishkav. There was a chair upon which the Zav once upon a time sat down.
Yeah.
This chair has the status of an Avatoma. Since the Zav sat down upon this chair, lied down upon this bed, this object is an Avatoma. And now we take this object that's been put on a on a seesaw, and on the
not other... Not a person. It's saying chutz min adam.
If the person is on the other end of the seesaw,
yeah.
We have a plank of wood, right? It's a seesaw. Yeah. So on one end, we have the mishkaf.
Yeah.
And don't confuse this mishnah with the previous mishnah, which dealt with the zav himself. We're not dealing anymore with the zav himself, the shayrish of the tumah.
Yeah.
We're dealing with the mishkaf,
yeah.
Which is less.
Yeah.
It's not as chomer as the zav himself.
So what's on the other side of the seesaw?
A pot. A food.
Person, even.
No, well, that will come chutz to a moment. A kli, food, oichle, mashkin, you name it. Anything you want to go put on the other side of the seesaw, and those objects are either heavier than the mishkaf or lighter, and that's going to cause this plank of
except
wood to go up and down. It doesn't matter. That's
chutz
called noisiness. Oh, but let's say there's a person on the other side of the mishkaf.
Yeah.
Either he weighs more or weighs less, and that causes the plank of wood to go up or down, depending upon the weight. Then the halacha is...
Either it goes up or down. It doesn't make
a difference. Noise v'nisa, the person is tame. Doesn't say what kind of tuma. L'cha'er, he's a rishon.
He's talking about a zav.
A mishkav, not the zav. We're not dealing with the zav anymore. I told you that. The zav was the previous mishnah.
But the mishkav was...
The mishkav is an avatoma, but the mishkav is not as severe as the zav. The zav, when the zav is sitting
gives
on the mishkav, then it's very potent.
It gives over the same one. It gives over the av.
Then the av goes to the person also.
Right.
But here, it's only the zav has left us. We only have left now... the mishkav upon which he sat down, which was the status of an avatoma.
So it can't make any objects.
No
tummy.
Object can become tummy.
But
whatsoever.
It can make an adam.
A person can become tummy with noise venisa. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the case
and
of
what
mishkav.
What kind of tummy does the person become?
Rishon. Pash is a rishon. He's not an av. Mishkav itself, when the zav is no longer sitting on the mishkav, cannot become an av. He becomes a rishon. Pash it. The mishkav is an avatoma.
Kol noise.
Kol hanoise v'niso al gabe mishkaf. Okay, the seesaw.
It's the second game.
Okay, now we go to case number two. Mishnah. Kol hanoise v'niso al gabe hanevela tohar.
Also seesaw?
Seesaw. So we'll make it very simple. There are many applications, but let's keep it very simple. One case. Tohar.
One side nevela, one side.
One side nevela, one side utensil. One side nevela, one side food. It makes no difference.
Okay.
Nevela is navatoma. These are all avatomas.
What happens if there's another?
Oh, chutz min hamesit. The only exception is chutz min hamesit. Then there's a halacha that if you cause it to move, the Adam causes the nevela to move, that's an exception.
So what
now
does
notice,
that chutz min Adam? How come it doesn't say Adam?
Because there's no such thing as mesit in any other case other than Adam. In the other case
we said
because there's no din tuma there chutz min adam even if he's not mesit, even if the person does not cause the mishkaf to move. Let's say for example it was being held down. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a seesaw and someone is holding it down, and then a person comes along and he steps on it. The person sits down on the other side of the seesaw, and the one that was holding it down walks away. So now, what?
Somebody's beeping a horn.
I don't have a car. What's the problem? Okay, we have here a person.
Somebody's blocking someone. Why is he making so much?
Do you have a car here?
No, I'm not blocking. I have a car, but I'm not blocking.
Here, let's go to the case. So here you have a seesaw, and the person is sitting on the bottom of the seesaw, and that's causing the mishkaf to be raised. But he is never at any moment in time actually caused it to move. His weight is the reason why.
So how come here it says chutz min hameisit and here it says chutz min ha'adam?
Because by an adam you don't need movement. That's exactly the point. As I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah.
A mishkav, there are three levels of tumah in this mishnah. The worst, the most severe is the mishkav. The less next is the nevela, and the least lenient is the mace. You would think pumpake, right? You would think a mace is an aviavos, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Look at that. In this mishnah, you learn a new yisoid that from the three, the mishkav, the nevela, and a mace. In this respect, in respect to noisei venisa and heset, the worst is a mishkav. The truth is really four. There are really four cases. There's the Zav, he's the worst. He's the worst, the Zav. The Zav, then comes the Mishkav, then comes the Nevela, And then comes the mace. The mace is the most kal of the avatonus, of the avia vais. It's true, a mace has a new din called mahel. Practically speaking, that makes it very that in our perception makes it the worst because of the oil hames. And an av and a mace is avia vais, which makes an av and another madrega. But in regard to the sugya of noise v'nisa, and in regard to the sugya of hesed, the one that's the worst is the zav, and the one that's the most lenient is the mace.
Uh-huh.
Got it?
Yep.
They do different dinim. So b'neish amru kol noise v'nisa gabei hameshkav tahar is tahar chutz min adam. Adam becomes tamei of noise v'nisa. Even if the Adam is not a Meset. Great. Even though he's not causing it to move. Now, case number two. Kol ha-Neset v'nisa l'gabi ha-Nevela tohar. Chutz min ha-Neset, which means that an Adam, in order for an Adam to become Tameh, he has to be both. That's how we learn Mishnah. Both. He has to be Neset plus Meset. Because it's a continuation of the previous part of the Mishnah. In addition to the Adam being a Noisei, it's not enough to be a Noisei v'Nisa. He has to also be a Neset. Together, both of them together. Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. He holds no Af HaNoisei, though. He holds, basically, Af HaNoisei. He holds, you don't need. He holds Af HaNoisei, means both, you need both together. You need, well, Af HaNoisei, he will have both together. He holds Chutz Ben Mason, I made a mistake. Chutz min ha-meis, only meisit. And le'ez o'imer, af ha-neis, means you have to have both together. You have to have meisit together with meisit. It was meikel. That's what it's called on the mission. It was meikel, you have to have both together. I'm so confusing, right? Next, kol ha-neis v'nis al-gabi ha-meis. Ah, tahar. No exceptions.
Yeah.
No, right, there is no exception. Chutz min ha-mahil, and the Adam Bizman Shumesit. Adam has to have, even mace is enough for a mace. So Adam really is, I take it back, so I made a mistake.
He did.
Adam is equal to a nevela, plus he has also the din of oihel. So Adam really is worse. But the Mishkav is even worse. Because the Mishkav doesn't even need Hesed. Mishkav just needs alone is enough. So that's totally wrong, only partially wrong. Are you confused? Did I succeed in confusing you beyond repair?
Yeah.
I'm afraid so, right?
Yeah.
I'm afraid so. Nochamo.
Let's go to the next mission now.
What? We have to stop. We have to stop. Let's go to the mission one more time. We're going to stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Nochamo, one more time. Okay, try. Call Mibnei Sha'amu. Call Hanoisei Venisa Algabe Mishkav. Any object that is either Neisei V'Nisa L'Gabi Mishkav, on one side of the Siso is the Mishkav, on the other side is an object. What is the Halacha? Tahar. Chutz Min Adam. Adam is Tamei automatically, even if he's not the cause of it moving. Got it?
Yeah.
Next case. Kol HaNeisei V'Nisa L'Gabi HaNevela Tahar. Chutz. Oh, here, min ha-meset. Meset, you have to have either noisei.
This is a nevela.
Nevela is worse. Because nevela, not only is there a din of noisei v'nisa, there's also a din of tuma when it comes to hasat, heset. Erlez mekel, he holds no. Heset, it's not a chumra, it's a kula. You have to have both together. There has to be Hesed together with Noisei in order for there to be turned by an Adam. Now we come to a mace. Kol ha-Noisei v'nisa l'gabi ha-mace. Tahar. Chutz min ha-mahil. Any object in some oil that's pashat. The Adam is man shu-mace-it. Adam is going to be just like the case of Nevela. If an Adam is Noisei v'nisa or is mace-it, that's how the Mishnah in the Mishnah says mace-it means and in addition to Noisei v'nisa, then there's going to be turned
off. It's already.
No. Okay, we have to stop here, okay? You understand the mission?
I think so.
All right. Thank you for learning with me. One thing I learned all day today.